Time now for your letters. On Sunday, we ran a profile of some members of The Cause, a Christian collective here in the Washington area. Responses to the story came with different points of view. From Jeff Smythe in Eastern Tennessee, we got this email. I am an evangelical Christian and was pleasantly surprised at how positively you portrayed the beliefs and actions of these young Christian activists in D.C. Smythe continued, I was grateful to you for making them, and therefore me, seem like the everyday normal people that we Christians really are. I was struck with how real they seemed in your story, not at all weird like I'm sure many would believe them to be. Listener Nancy Mosen didn't care for that same story on The Cause. She writes, I was deeply offended by the coverage you gave to the right-wing fundamentalist protesters who wear duct tape over their mouths. Why do you find it necessary to give airtime to these people when they represent, at best, a very small percentage of the views of Americans? On the same program, we had a story about pharmacists who don't want to fill birth control prescriptions because of moral objections to contraceptives. Mike Tracy wrote in, wondering how far the pharmacists were willing to go to stand up for their beliefs. Will they sell condoms to unmarried men, he asked. Finally, Barbara Stalzer in Atlanta wrote in about the pharmacist interviewed in that story. He doesn't have a conscience, she said. He has an agenda. Ms. Stalzer continued, apparently he doesn't know how dangerous and sometimes fatal pregnancy is. I also heard no concern about the deadly chemicals contained in cigarettes that his drugstore no doubt sells to men and women. If you hear something that gets you thinking or you want to share your point of view, write us. The address is watc@npr.org. Please be sure to include a daytime phone number and don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name.